All right, so as you've heard from Dr. Leniv, our idea is to be able to integrate a ground air measurements and be able to come up with applications for precision management and even helping breeders selecting better genotypes. And so today here I'm tasked with showing you a little bit about the development of this ground-based platform that we're working on in Corpus. To start off, our main objective here is to be able to develop a platform that is flexible and uses affordable remote sensing technology. Of course, we want to use that platform for high throughput data collection. And we also want to use that data to be able to map fields, to, of course, phenotype, and to aid in precision management decisions. So here is just really quickly what we're looking for and why. So today we have different sensor technologies here that goes, you know, from visible to long wave and short wave infrareds, and so we have available sensors that can collect different parameters regarding the health status of that plant. So we're looking for things like canopy temperature, you know, if we can collect a parameter that gives us an idea of what the plant water status is, what the growth rates of a particular cultivar is, and so on. And the main idea behind that is the overall plant performance should give us a good idea of what the yield is going to be. So again, by collecting data with our ground platform here over different genotypes, as we look at it today, there are two main paths or applications that we could go for. We could go for management decisions, so looking at irrigation water, fertilizer levels, growth regulator applications, of course, disease and insect and weed pressure. And we can also go on this side here and be able to evaluate genotypes, look at insect and disease resistance, earliness, and of course, stress tolerance, and help breeders better select facilitate their work. This is our basic platform that we're working with. It's a modified small plot crop sprayer. We're using a infrared radiometer for canopy temperature. And for this presentation, I'll be mainly showing you some of the differences that we saw in investigating differences for these two sensors for NDVI, so a Decagon SRS and the Greenseeker. For sonar ranging, that's for plant height measurements, we looked at three different sensors, and then GPS. We had a Trimble and a Garmin system. This is the picture of our platform. GPS receivers for both systems are up on top of the driver canopy there. And we were using the two center rows here to collect data. So NDVI is on top, and then we have our sonar systems and the canopy temperature system at the same level. And then we had the air temperature and relative humidity over here on the side. I just want to mention this real quick. If some of you are not familiar with the ultrasonic ranging sensor, it basically works off of sound waves and measure the time it takes for it to send a sound wave and then receive that sound wave back at the sensor. and it, the time it takes to travel to the target and back, it's how it measures height. And in this case, if you know D1 here, which would be your starting sensor height, and then extract, subtract the difference, that will give you a plant height measurement. So our basic system is actually running as of today as two independent systems. We have a CR1000 data logger that has its own GPS receiver, and then plant height with sonic ranging, infrared temperature. We have the Decagon SRS NDVI sensor there, and air temperature and relative humidity. And running simultaneously, we have the Trimble Nomad 900 running its own GPS receiver and the multi-spectral green seeker sensor. And so after we collect the data, the way we are synchronizing that data is just by using the GPS time. And I'll show you that just by looking at spatial location, it's hard because we have a problem with accuracy on the one of the sensors. And here it is, that difference. Here I'm showing you NDVI values on June 26th. But the main idea of this picture is just to show you accuracy of differences in accuracy for the two GPS receivers. We have these were taken at the same time, they were run simultaneously. And over here we have the Trimble system, and over here we have the Garmin GPS. So we can see it's pretty clear that the Trimble GPS over here is a lot more accurate than the Garmin one at this point. Just to give you a quick comparison of or an idea of what the difference is in between the NDVI collected with the Decagon SRS and with the Green Seeker R. We can see that for the most part, both sensors seem to collect consistent data. We did not have any manual data collection or a handheld device to compare it to. So at this point, we're only comparing SRS with the Green Seeker. But so both seem to be fairly consistent readings. But the problem with that we saw with the Decagon is it's not an independent system, so it has a sensor pointing up and then another one facing up to actually make corrections. And we think one of the problems is it's sometimes where it was placed, it may get shaded sometimes depending on the orientation of travel. And we saw things like this. So where we had big discrepancies in between readings, and it just increases your error by a lot there. So just looking at this, we think the Green Seeker might be a better sensor right now for our platform. Now moving over here to look at plant height measurements, I'm showing you over here the SR58. Sensor, and these are stationary measurements, meaning we stopped the tractor, collected data, measured the plant height at that point, and then moved about a meter or so and did that again. And the point I want to make here on this slide is we have the dashed line here being the one-to-one line. And then if we look, we had, of course, for the two center rows, we had the left and the right sensor. And those are plotted in different colors there. But looking at this table here, and looking at the average values, if we look at tape and sensor, both for the left and then the right, shown here in centimeters, we're talking about an average 2 centimeter difference, which is, you know, that's pretty good. But remember, this is stationary. So once we start moving and this data here was collected in Weslaco on peppers. and they were planted on 20 centimeter beds. And I know this is kind of messy, but I just want to show you that on a flat surface, or here in this case the soil, the sensors, all three of them do seem to pick out the actual height of that bed really well. The black dots over here show actually manual plant height measurements. And then, you know, we look at these over here, we see a lot of negative numbers and some really high numbers over here from the SR50. So, you know, if we think about the previous slide that shows stationary measurements giving you a difference of about 2 centimeters, and then look at this moving, what we think is this technology for plant height measurements may not be as good as we want it to get. So here's just an example of why we think that sonic ranging may not be the technology for this. For these, we can get, let's say, a measurement frequency of up to about 50 hertz. The problem with this being that, you know, the higher you go with this, it will limit your distance to target. So usually those run at about 10 hertz. And this is where we think we should be at. So we think we need to be working with LiDAR. We have Dr. Jinha Zhang here and Dr. AJ. They're working on developing our LiDAR system for this ground-based platform. And just to make the point here, the coverage of LiDAR would be a lot better. And at this point, we think we wouldn't miss the top of the plant. Because from sonar, it's pretty hard to tell whether you're getting the side, the top, or the other side. So to conclude, we think today the sensors that we are using are reasonably priced. One of the biggest problems with this system here is that we still have a lot of manual data sorting to go through. Of course, we saw that the Garmin GPS is not accurate enough, and DVI measurements from the Green Seeker seem to be more consistent. And sonic ranging, we think, will be replacing with LiDAR soon. Next, for this coming year, we'll be increasing data selection to, we actually want to match every time that we fly with the UAVs. We want to collect data with our ground platform, integrate the Trimble system into the CR1000, and then replace our sonic ranging sensors for LiDAR. And we expect at the same time this to increase our accuracy of plant height measurements and, of course, data throughput. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
What time of day did you guys develop the comet? Was it in the morning when the plant, or like night, you know, elevated, or was it in the afternoon when they were cruising?
It was in the afternoon, but we had a mixture of plant conditions, let's say. So we did collect some where they were nice and turgid, and some where the leaves were already starting to wilt. So.
Yeah,
the
pills
are
different in aggregation.
Not really. And the biggest thing with the sonic ranging, we think, is that you can't really tell where the sound wave is hitting and coming back. So you don't know where the actual target is. That's the, I think, one of the biggest problems with that at this point.
One more quick question.
What is the advantage of sonic that you have a much wider footprint?
I'm sorry?
You have a wide footprint. If you took a LiDAR, it has a very tiny footprint. So wouldn't the sonic give you a more accurate first or third top of the plane?
Well, the thing is, we want to get a constant reading And so that way we can actually pick where the actual plant height is. Because the problem with the ultrasonic is, really quickly, if we have a plant like that and it's collecting data, you don't know whether you're getting this point or that point or this one. Of course, if it gets to the ground, you'll know it, but otherwise. And with the LiDAR, we'll basically have a full coverage just because of the higher frequency of readings.
I think we have to hold the questions. We're at time for our next one.